Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape. Welcome to episode number 4. And on this episode, I'm going to talk about the beginning stages of investing in AMC and how I went from, hey, you know, I've got 500 bucks here, let me invest that, to how do we create life-changing money from this endeavor? So how did it happen? Well, obviously we had that the extra share, the extra $500 in that Roth, and it was easy just to get those Roth to buy the shares because it was cash and it was quick, and that was great. And I think we bought in around the $30 mark, and we got 15 shares, and so we were in. We had skin in the game. We were apes, as they say. The apes are people that, you know, invest in AMC, and they're going to hold on to it until it goes to the moon. You know, hopefully $100,000 a share is what they'd like you to believe. What it will actually be, who knows? You know, nobody knows the future, and nobody knows how all the investors are going to react. I don't know how the institutional investors are going to act, and what the hedge funds are going to do to try and protect themselves. So we were in, but almost immediately I got the funny feeling. So you remember in episode 1, I talked about only buying 30 shares of Facebook stock and being haunted by it. And I thought, God, I only have 15 shares. You know, is there a way to invest more? Now, the other thing is, because it was a Roth IRA, I wasn't going to be able to touch this money until I retired. If you try to take it out, you know, early, you know, for no good reason, you have to pay taxes and penalties on the money if you take it out early. Now, if you take it after you retire, you don't have to pay any taxes or any penalties. But if you try to take it out before that, you have to pay taxes and penalties. So I thought, well, you know, how do we get just a regular investing account? And I thought, all right, well, I'll just open one with Schwab. So I opened up an account online with Schwab, and I, you know, transferred some money. But the transfer was going to take several days. And my immediately thought at that point was any day AMC could take off to the moon. Any day it was going to go to the moon. And if you didn't have your ticket on the rocket ship when it blasted off, you were going to get left behind, right? And quite frankly, at this stage, it didn't matter what price it was. Whether it was $30, $40, $50, get on the rocket ship and blast off. Because when it does, and it's going for $1,000, $10,000, $100,000 a share, it won't matter if you paid $30, $40, or $50. It'd be nice if you got in the beginning and you got on for $2, $5, $10, $14, but that wasn't the case for me. By the time I got there and was able to make a move, it was around the $30 mark. So, what was I going to do? Well, I ended up doing a couple things. I tried to open up an individual account with Schwab, but it was going to take time for that money to actually hit the account. And by the time it did, 3, 4, 5 days later, it could have already taken off. Well, I had heard about Robinhood, these apps that let you do investing. Now, Robinhood was the bad guy. They're the ones that took the buy button away. I couldn't go with Robinhood, could I? Well, what choice did I have, right? I don't know if I knew it on the that you would get instant money to invest, or whether I discovered that. But I signed up for Robinhood, and when I put money in, it said, bang, you got instant investing power. I'm like, awesome. So then I invested a little more, and I got more. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And I invested a little more and got more. Now, what I learned was there was a limit. You get $1,000 of that instant investing power. So like the last time I deposited money in it that night, only a portion of that went to the investing. And that's when I knew, okay, there's a limit. So at least you can do 1,000. So I did that. That first day we did it, it went up. And I was kind of convinced then that, okay, you know, you see your balance go up, that always is a, you know, bullish sign for you, and you're willing to take some risks. And what I ended up doing was going to my wife and saying, listen, I opened up this Robinhood account. I think you should too. My wife was not having it. She had reluctantly gone along with this. And the fact that I had invested, you know, a little more than money than we had talked about, she wasn't happy about it. So when I mentioned this Robinhood account to her, she said no. She wasn't doing it. And I even said, like, well, let's do like $500. You can get 1,000, but let's just do 500. And she wasn't going to do it. And I said, all right, but I want you to know, if this thing blows up and we didn't have a chance to get on the rocket ship, I'm not going to forget that. I'm always going to remember that. So she said, fine. And she made me do everything. Not happy about doing it. And then later that night, I said, hey, listen, you know, you have another $500. We could deposit it. We don't have to invest it, but it can be there. So she agreed to that. And, you know, the next day we invested the full $1,000, and we got the stock, you know, for again, is for whatever we could at that point. Okay. The big day for us. And then the other thing I did was, I looked at those mutual funds that I had that were just kind of sitting there. And I thought, you know, can I sell some of those mutual funds and invest, not all of them, but just some of it, to get more stock in that Roth IRA, get more AMC stock. So I sold some mutual funds that I had to get more money, to put more money in the Roth IRA. And the money didn't show up instantly. You know, it took a day for the money to show up. And it was also going into the holiday weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend. Well, anyway, we got back and, you know, the stock made money. And we went in, we made our investments. We were able to get that big chunk of cash from selling some mutual funds in there. And, you know, so we got set up. And then the first big day was June 2nd. Now, you'll remember that's the day that AMC went to like $72. And then it was also the day that AMC announced they were selling 11 million shares, which diluted the stock and drove it back down and ruined the momentum on that day. But at that point, I was a believer. You know, I had made some investments, redistributed my Roth IRA, and by the end of that day, you know, I had made a lot of money. And I'd working my normal job, I made about, you know, 4 months worth of work in a couple of days just with the investing in AMC. So I was sold. And I thought, well, this is a license to print money. And I started thinking about people I knew and cared about. And I was like, it would be so selfish just to keep this for myself. So I started investing more money, selling more mutual funds to get in there. And then also started going around to people that I knew, you know, family, friends, letting them know. Some people I was able to get on the phone and talk to, and other people I could, you know, see them in real life and explain it to them. And I went through everything, talked about how, you know, my wife and I, we literally had to go pick up our car at a dealership. And on the way to get the car, you know, we watched the stock go from the 40s to the 60s. And it was crazy. We were sold. You see a rip like that, and it's amazing. Stocks do not normally do that. And we were preaching to our friends. I was really calling old friends, people I hadn't talked to in a while. And these were people that I cared about, and I thought, you know, they deserve a break in life. Good people, they deserve a break. Let them get some easy money with this stock tip. And then selfishly, they could thank me later. Like, wow, thank you, Russ, for telling us about AMC stock. You know, oh my God, we sold it for $100,000 a share. Thank you, Russ. You know, you made me a millionaire. great. So we did all that. Some people did it. Some people didn't. Some people I left messages for and I never heard from again. But we were sold because we saw what this stock could do. And it was not normal. I remember the first time I watched it in after hours and it went up like $3. And I said, that's not normal. That this stock is not normal. And that's when I knew it was special. And we were hooked. And at that point, I just kept every, as the days went on and it stayed in the 60s, and I looked at how much money we had made. And I kept thinking about that rocket blasting off. And I couldn't, the thought of having, say, the mutual funds sitting there, with that money just sitting there in those mutual funds, earning some money, but nothing compared to what we had just done. I described it as the mutual funds being like locomotive trains, and they can, they get the job done. They chug along, whereas this AMC stock, it was like renting a Ferrari in Vegas. That this was a wild indulgence. You had to keep your eye on it. But this thing could move and it would be fun. And that's how I tried to explain it to people too. Like, this is a volatile, risky investment. Don't invest what you can't lose. But I, you know, there's a lot of upside here if this thing pops and, you know, you're on the right side. And that lasted for a couple weeks in June. And then things changed. And that will be on the next episode.